It's December 8th, 2019, 8:02 a.m. Everyone's back at the MDD, and we're getting back into the swing of things. Dr. Oswald has been kind of distant lately. We never really got around to talking about what happened at the trial. Today, we're all unpacking the samples we brought back, and we'll have a meeting about where to go from here. I heard Dr. Oswald on the phone earlier, and it sounds like we've lost a lot of our funding and canceled the trial. I haven't gotten a chance to ask her about the details, but I'm sure she has everything handled. We have some broken equipment we need to replace, but I guess we'll have to make do with what we have until we can find more money. If we can find more money. I won't be asking for a raise anytime soon. I guess no one will. I should get to work. I better start unpacking the samples. It's December 9th, 2019, 10:14 a.m. There's a new person in the lab. They're either a visitor or a lab member I've been ignoring for the past few months. What if I just never knew they were a lab member, and I ask them who they are, and they say they've been working in this lab longer than me, and then they feel ignored and terrible, and that would just be a really horrible thing to do. Wait, what researcher would wear a suit to a lab? A really nice suit. Very sharp looking, and... Oh, they're heading this way. December 15th, 2019, 9:57 a.m. Dr. Oswald said during our lab meeting this morning that we officially have funding again. And a lot of it, apparently. I don't know why she didn't seem excited by the news. I mean, we can buy more equipment to replace our broken pieces, but now we can also get all the new machines we've had on our wishlist for a while. I've been reading a lot of articles lately, outside of Dr. Oswald's coffee breaks, on how to maximize nutrient absorption by changing environmental factors. And I think I have an idea for how we can maximize nutrient absorption from our strains in the gut. So I'm going to present it to Dr. Oswald later today and see what she says. With all of this new equipment, my idea should be really easy to implement. I should finish up the budget proposal for the idea so I can present it today. I'm gonna get started on that now. I spoke with Dr. Oswald today about the idea, and she really liked it. I have to change some parts of the protocol and justify buying some materials in the budget, but then I'll be able to try it out. This is the first time I've gotten the chance to do my own thing here, to get more responsibility. It seems like Dr. Oswald trusts me more, and she seems to really want me to succeed. I just learned so much here, and I honestly can't wait to work on the other projects. Oh, and during our conversation, Dr. Oswald also said that we had a new protocol to develop the strain, in addition to our current protocol. I'm going to read over the new one tonight, and I'll be trying it out tomorrow. We'll be growing the same strains with these two protocols, just in parallel. I don't fully understand its advantage over the current one, but hopefully trying it out tomorrow should clear all that up. All right, back to the budget. It's December 17th, 2019, 9:02 p.m. We just finished a practice run of Dr. Oswald's new protocol. We've been doing it for 2 days straight. I think my vision is starting to get blurry. I also think I forgot dinner. No, I definitely forgot dinner. Anyways, this new protocol is a lot longer than the old one, that's for sure. It was supposed to take 1 day, but we ended up taking 2 days to finish it all. We'll probably get faster the more we practice it, but I don't know how long that'll take. Eventually, I'll have to be doing it on my own, so I should learn how to get comfortable with it soon. I don't fully understand it. The previous protocol seemed to just focus on maximizing the nutrients produced by the bacteria. This new protocol, I don't know a lot about the strain yet, I'm still learning. But it seems like, I don't know, like the new protocol focuses on putting in points of regulations into the strain, like putting in faucets in certain places of a series of pipes so that later on you can adjust things as you want. I guess it's good to be able to control the strain after growing it, but I don't even know if that's what the new protocol is for. I should probably just ask Dr. Oswald about it. We haven't really talked about what happened at the trial. I mean, there was that group meeting, but she just told us that we were canceling it and we were just so tired from the whole thing. I just keep thinking, I don't know, what if our strain caused the aggression? I mean, Dr. Oswald would have stopped the trial if she thought people were getting hurt. Well, I mean, the trial was canceled, but after something bad happened. And I just can't seem to shake off the image of her face when I told her about the attack. I think I just need to talk with Dr. Oswald. Vile Trials is written by Gabby Hall and edited by Trisha Bailey. Cover art was designed by Amanda M. Alex is performed by Gabby Hall. Episodes are released every Thursday. Follow us on Twitter @Vile Trials and on Tumblr @Vile Trials Podcast.